I told Piper that I think I'm getting a new video game, and she said she's getting a tablet. I love Christmas.
But do you love it for the right reasons? I think you're forgetting about someone. Hey, I'm glad to have you with me today on the Countdown to Christmas podcast. I'm Zach, and I'm thrilled to share another exciting Advent story with you today. And then after, we'll talk about it with some kids your age. When you go to a birthday party, do you think that the guests should ignore the birthday boy or birthday girl and just have fun without them? Of course not. The party is to celebrate the person whose birthday it is. And that's what Christmas is too. It's so easy to get wrapped up in thinking about your presents and how much fun you'll have, but really Christmas is a time to remember how Jesus was born as a human baby and later sacrificed his life to save you. Luke chapter 2 verse 11 reminds us, "There is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Now for our story, it's called, "Where's the Birthday Boy?" "I love Christmas," Aaliyah told her friend Piper. "Did you see that huge tree in the mall? It went all the way up to the ceiling. And I love the lights everywhere and the parties and presents. I think I'm getting that new video game I told you about." "My grandma's giving me a tablet," said Piper. "And I want a scooter. I think Christmas is the best time of the whole year. I hope I get lots of stuff." Mom glanced up from the book she was reading. "Sounds like you two are forgetting what Christmas is really about." Aaliyah tugged at Piper's sleeve. "Come on, let's go in my room and play with my dollhouse." The next afternoon, Aaliyah and her mother went to a birthday party for Aaliyah's 3-year-old cousin, Joey. When they got there, most of her cousins were playing in the rec room, but there was no sign of Joey. "Where's the birthday boy?" asked Aaliyah, who was very fond of her little cousin. "I want him to see the present I brought for him. I wrapped it myself." Aunt Gabby laughed. "He's fast asleep in his room. He was so excited about the party that he wore himself out. I'll get him up pretty soon." Aaliyah frowned as excited squeals drifted in from the rec room. "I don't think it's right for everybody to have fun without Joey," she told her mother after Aunt Gabby left the room. "It's his birthday party, and no one's even thinking about him." "Well, before you get too upset at the kids here, let me ask you something," said Mom. "Remember your conversation with Piper yesterday?"
"You mean about Christmas presents and stuff?"
"Yes. You girls talked about all the fun you'd be having this Christmas, but you didn't say a word about Jesus, even though it's his birthday that we're celebrating. Christmas is when we remember how he came into the world as a baby so he could die for our sin." Aaliyah sighed. "You're right. I was using Christmas to celebrate all the things I wanted instead of Jesus." She smiled at her mom. "Let's ask Aunt Gabby to go get Joey up. We can't let this party go on without the birthday boy." Well, I want to hear what you think. It's great to have parties and give presents at Christmas, but you shouldn't let it distract you from why we celebrate. What's one thing you could do to celebrate Jesus this year? What about you, Izza?
One way that we could celebrate Jesus at Christmas time is by making it a point to Christmas Bible study around then, or set up like nativities and stuff like that. My family has like kind of like an elf hunt, but it's a shepherd and a sheep, and we have to find them. And then usually we can like, because there's a little storybook about it, so we can like, we usually read the on Christmas Eve, because it's about the shepherd looking for Jesus.
Thanks, Izza. Harvey?
We can stay focused on Jesus. When we get a gift, remember how he came to Earth as a baby to give us the greatest gift of all. We can set up a nativity scene so that every time we look at it, we remember the real meaning of Christmas.
What do you think, Anna?
Having a party about Jesus' birth and having fun and inviting your friends over.
Now, if you have a good answer for today's question too, I want to know. You can send in your answer when you ask your parents' permission, then go to keysforkids.net and tap on Countdown to Christmas in the menu. Do you enjoy celebrating Christmas?
Do you get excited about the parties, gifts, decorations, and other fun things of the season? Remember that Jesus is the reason you're celebrating Christmas. It's a special time when we remember how he was born into the world as our Savior. As you do fun things this Christmas season, remember, it's his birthday that you're celebrating. Our key verse is found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verse 11.
There is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
And our key thought for today, celebrate Jesus at Christmas. Do you want to follow along with the questions for each day's episode? Then ask your mom or dad to download this year's discussion guide. It has links for each day's episode if you want to read and listen online, as well as the questions to talk about with your own family. And if you'd like your voice to be heard, it'll even show you where you can record a voice message to send your answers to me on the podcast. So ask your mom and dad to go to keysforkids.net/countdown to download this year's discussion guide.